This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Everyone knows that the outcome of the impending meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi Jinping will be the next fundamental driver for U.S. soybean prices. I have described the situation as fluid, meaning that day to day the soybean market is impacted by whoever it was who gave their opinion on the trade outlook, as reported by the farm and business media. One day Reuters quoted Treasury Secretary Mnuchin or Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow, who talk up prospects for a deal, and the next day they quote Peter Navarro or some other unnamed high administration official who downplays prospects for anything other than a start to discussions and that new tariffs are still on. Even a comment from Trump that China wants to make a deal on trade signified nothing substantive. There is a dissension within the administration as to where relations with China should go, and both sides ply their opinions using the press. Trump is the decision-maker, and every day it is a new day to him, or he moves in the direction that feels right to him, sometimes reflecting the last advisor that made their case. There's no way to know what is going to happen with this meeting. The positive news was that there was going to be one. Odds are it will not wrap anything up, but hopefully it will start something. Some see negotiations breaking down sector by sector, so there could be progress made on something. I think that it is more likely that there will be a comprehensive outline where overall relations between the U.S. and China are set. Speaking for Trump, Vice President Pence has been making it clear in speeches, clearly intended to send Beijing a message, that relations with China are more about a geopolitical reset between the two countries than just a trade agreement. We have been challenging China to decide whether there will be a Cold War between us or another Nixon-like result. Ironically, Henry Kissinger visited China talking to Chinese officials. The content of that conversation would have been priceless. Actually, they are threatening China with a Cold War, demanding concessions as a place to start to calm things down. Both Bloomberg and Reuters have reported that China did offer a list of concessions to dial down trade actions being taken against them by the U.S. While the specifics were not revealed, suffice it to say, not surprisingly, their first offer fell far short of what Trump was looking for. They offer superficial concessions, and he wants structural change. The two things are vastly far apart, yet a discussion was begun. I mentioned that there were two factions on China policy in the administration. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow would do a trade deal tomorrow. I don't think either of them are invested that heavily in the geopolitical side of the confrontation and would strongly advocate for a truce on the trade front as they shape a deal. While what they say to the press can make the soybean market bounce a little for a couple of days, they are not the dominant trade advisors to Trump or where Trump is at. For a deal to get done, U.S. Trade Representative Lighthizer and Peter Navarro would have to be deeply invested in the negotiations. I don't think Trump went to all this trouble starting a trade war with China just to end it with a superficial trade deal. The realistic expectation appears to be that additional tariffs get put on hold, something that China has asked for, while the two presidents declare that progress is being made and additional talks will be forthcoming. The summit will have to go well to motivate Trump to agree to hold off on additional tariffs, which are slated to increase from 10% to 25%. Most supply chains could handle the 10% tariff rate without restructuring, but the 25% tariff rate will blow many existing supply chains up. That will be very disruptive and damaging to any future recovery. Things blown up are hard to bring back to what condition they were in. When asked about soybeans, sure, Trump is going to say that they have to be part of any new deal. Yet China is going to great efforts to resource its protein supply to avoid sourcing U.S. soybeans, as well as restricting its domestic demand so the domestic consumption is near 90 million metric tons rather than the 100 plus million metric ton growth trajectory that they were on. They will likely buy some soybeans in any new deal with the U.S., but not as many as before and never as many as they would have if this trade war would not have ever happened. They will never trust the United States again with the degree of their food security that they had before on anything. They will look back on their dependence on U.S. soy, seeing it as foolish, a mistake they will never repeat. The bottom line here is that the trade wars will do long-term damage to U.S. dominance of global ag supply chains that will diminish our export outlook from what it would have been otherwise. The upward trajectory of the growth of U.S. exports will be slowed. The ag sector is contributing the pain to the trade wars, and someone else besides the ag sector will get the gain. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.